It also ties into a question I've kind of had, and I'm not really sure exactly what people are doing in their practice, which is you have a patient who either gets adjuvant therapy or chemo radiation for locally advanced disease and then has a quick relapse. So maybe say within 6 months they've had adjuvant chemo or chemo radiation. When you treat them at that point, do you follow a first line algorithm or a second line?
It depends on how strenuously I treated them in the chemo radiation setting. And I tend not to use, let's say in a non-squamous patient where pemetrexed really is my favored metastatic regimen, for a patient who is getting chemo-rads for locally advanced disease, I often actually don't use a pemetrexed-based regimen. I tend to use carboplatin etoposide or carboplatin paclitaxel. So sometimes I'm more tempted to say, let's give you the best metastatic chemo regimen, has an opportunity for maintenance use. A patient who kind of saw that or really blew through quickly, which suggests they're just really going to be chemo refractory, then I'm more inclined to say that was your first line of chemo and now let's go straight to the immunotherapy approaches. I think it's very case-based and situational, but you know, I think even the difference between 2 months and 6 months makes a difference in my mind in that setting.